Here we go. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm bound in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name. Theology in that, that no matter what happens in our life, we're still going to bless His name. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that good? Are we all on board with that this morning? Going to bless Him no matter what's going on in our life? Amen. That's good. That's good. Sometimes it just helps us to be reminded. And that's from Scripture. I mean, that's a scriptural admonition to just keep on praising. Amen? No matter what's going on in our lives, and recognize Him for who He is. He's God, amen. We're not. Let's sing about the solid rock. Here we go. My hope is built. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
His oath is covenant is blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found. Dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those He has invited.
This is that verse that I referenced Wednesday night during Connect. I had been reading in Zephaniah. And if you read the verses before this and after this, the day of the Lord is frightful. It's devastating. Nothing will stand in the day of the Lord. When He comes in His power and His glory, when He sets right all the wrongs that have been committed, all the wrong that's going on in our lives, all the wrong that's going on in all the world, on the day of the Lord, Scripture says, it's going to be an awful day, a devastating day, a day of ruin for those who are on the outside of God's family, a day of judgment. And then I read, be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice, and He has consecrated those He has invited. All throughout Scripture, we have this picture of even when God is bringing about His justice, and the days are awful, He holds those of His children in a quiet place. Amen. We can take hope in that today. In a few minutes, Cheryl's going to read some scripture from Zephaniah again, reminding us of whose we are and who loves us. For now, let's sing, You Are God Alone.
You are not a God by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is.
Let's sing that again. You are not a God created by human hands.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is.
You are God alone.
You are God alone, before time began. You are on your own. You are God alone. God alone. From before time began, you are on your own. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your own. You are God alone. Unchangeable, unshakable.
Well, there is a God is eternal. Amen. There's nothing we can do about that.
Praise the Lord.
You are God and God alone through the good times and bad. Let's stand together and sing this hymn that affirms God's everlastingness, leaning on the everlasting arms. Goes like this. I want to hear you singing Leaning on Jesus with Bill and Cheryl and Abby. Here we go.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting.
Let me hear you leaning on Jesus.
Jesus, leaning on the everlasting. from all of our
standing for this verse that Cheryl is going to read.
The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
Amen. He's singing to us. Amen. Let's return the gift. Well, this is a brand new one. It's called Let Us Pray. Well, it's new to us. I bet you've heard it if you're listening to the radio. It goes like this. I hear you, your heart is aching. You've got trouble in the making. You asked if I'd be praying for you, please. And you keep them with convention. I say there's your good intentions. Right lately, making mention of your needs. Since we have this moment here at heaven's door, we should start knocking now. What are we waiting for? Let us pray, let us pray. Everywhere and every way, every moment of the day, it is the right time. For the Father above, He is listening with love, and He wants to answer us, so let us pray. Hey, hey, that's your part. Hey, let's do that again, the first verse, because I really didn't do very good. Your heart is aching, you got trouble in the making, and you ask if I'd be praying for you, please. And in keeping with convention, I say here's for good intentions, prayed lately, making mention of your needs. Since we have this moment here at heaven's door, we should start knocking now, so what are we waiting for? Let us pray, everywhere. Every moment of the day, it is the right time. For the Father above, He is listening with love, and He wants to answer us, so let us pray. Hey, let me hear you. Hey, oh, that's good. All right, verse 2, here it goes. So when you feel the Spirit moving, prompting, prodding, and behooving, there's no time to be losing, let us pray. Let the Father hear us saying what we need to be conveying. Even while this song is playing, let us pray. Just because we hear the words amen doesn't mean this conversation needs to end. Let us pray, let us pray. Everywhere, every way, every moment of the day, it is the right time. Start again, like breathing out and breathing in. Oh, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day, it is the right time. For the Father above, He is listening with love, and He wants to answer us, so let us pray. Let's pray. Before we do so, you may be seated, and Brian is going to come and pray in a few moments. As we prepare our hearts for prayer this morning, there's a song that we've sung that really helps us, helps me, I should say, verbalize the fact that, Lord, I need you. It goes like this. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more. than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. It's a simple little chorus, but doesn't it help to express our desire for the Lord's help in whatever we're facing in our life? Amen. Whether we're riding high or we're in the valley this morning, you know, riding high, the Bible says, pride goeth before a fall. And then we're in a valley. We just want to look up, amen, and see Him. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more. Than ever before, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. More than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing, more than the next heartbeat, more than anything. And Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side. 'Cause I never want to go back to my old life. Amen. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more. Than ever before, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Right here in your presence. Right here in your presence is where I belong. So broken heart has finally found a home, and I'll never be alone. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more. Than ever before, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
Please bow your heads and pray with me. Lord, it's an honor and it's very humbling to come to you this morning. It's all of us, Lord. We may not know exactly what's going on in each other's lives, what we may be combating or dealing with, but you do. There is hope, there is grace, there is love and forgiveness for all who ask. We thank you for that, Lord. We ask that all of these things be blessed upon this family and this community. That our ears be opened and our hearts be softened. Let us hear your word, your message. And let us carry it to the ones that need to hear it most. Let us be lights in the darkness. We thank you, Lord. We come to you today asking nothing more than your grace, for it is sufficient. And in your name, Lord, amen.
Thank you. and know you are God. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. Know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood, and I will be still and know you are God. And I will be still and know you are God. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood, and I will be still and know you are God. And I will be still and know you are God.